I'm so committed to seeing this deaf man who is innocent to get free.
That's Pat Bliss, a retired paralegal who has been working for the past 22 years to free the person she now calls son from his life imprisonment. Felix Garcia, who's now in his mid to late 50s, is serving 99 years in prison for the 1981 murder of Joseph Trey Montana Jr. during an armed robbery. Since the time of the murder at the age of 19, Garcia has claimed he's innocent. The case has already divided the Garcia family, where some of Felix's own siblings have testified against him at his parole hearings. But Garcia's chief advocate, Pat Bliss, says two of his siblings have already submitted sworn statements stating they framed him for the murder.
We have Frank's confession in a 1989 affidavit that he outlaid the whole facts of the case, saying he was the killer and Felix was innocent. In 1996, he wrote another affidavit that what happened and that Felix was innocent. Felix had nothing to do with it. His sister wrote a similar affidavit, told how she was coerced to testify.
But the deceased victim's sisters told a different story during Garcia's most recent parole hearing. Jonah Dean, Trey Montana Gonzalez, was one of three sisters who traveled from Tampa Bay to Tallahassee for the hearing.
Both of the Garcia brothers continue to disrupt and devastate our lives with new versions of the planning and murder of my brother, each admitting to being the murderer while trying to clear the other. Each of them have had special trials where our family has listened to how one or the other has admitted to the murder, and their attorneys try to deceive the judges or parole commissioners, ignoring the facts surrounding the murder of my brother.
Every few years, the Trey Montana family comes to speak against Garcia's early release, and the sisters say it's taken a toll on their family. But Virginia Trey Montana Campa Moore says she knows they have to do it to help get justice for their murdered brother, Joseph, who they call JoJo.
Our family has been represented in the hearings for over 30 years. We are here today because this hearing is the most important, with the possibility of a calculated, cold-blooded murderer being set free. Our brother JoJo was one of eight children. JoJo, being from a large family, is extremely close, dismissed every day, and we're very upset about the possibility of parole for the man who planned and carried out his murder, then bragged about it to his friends and family.
The family not only spoke against Garcia's early release, they also asked the members of the Florida Commission on Offender Review to provide a longer period of time between the hearings. The last hearing was in 2014. At that time, the parole board decided to lessen his sentence by a year, putting his earliest possible release date at 2025. Then they agreed to review his case again in 3 years. But during the recent hearing this year, commissioners said Garcia's guilt is not in dispute. They are keeping the presumptive 2025 release date and will review the case again in 2020. Still, attorney Reggie Garcia, who represents Felix and has no relation to him, says there's hope for his client since the outcome could have been worse.
They said, let's look at it again in 3 years. Let's refer Felix to special programming in Virginia, and then no change to the what's called PPRD, presumptive parole release date. So we would have loved the presumptive parole release to go down, but frankly, they can adjust that in either direction, hopefully down in 3 years.
As for Pat Bliss, he says Felix Garcia is currently thriving in a Virginia prison where it's easier to communicate and there are more programs for deaf inmates. Earlier this year, Garcia had expressed frustration at not having a job yet or assigned to an improvement program, but Bliss says things are starting to look up.
His first year, he was not given any classes, so he did not do any programming. They didn't have any classes available due to the fact that it's a large, it was 3,500 inmates with only so many classes and so many jobs, so he did not have a class. He got a class this year in horticultural.
Parole commissioners say it will be easier for them to assess the deaf inmate in 3 years after they see how Garcia does with Virginia's different programs. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.